Like the share with you on this week's Parsha, Vayeshev, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak has a very interesting diuk in a word of a posuk, that this word reveals us something very deep and interesting. We find, beginning this Parsha, it's all about Yosef and his brothers. Yosef, he had the dreams. The brothers didn't like how he interpreted it. And then it says, Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to his brothers. When Yosef was approaching his brothers, they said these words, Hine bal hachaloymos hazebo. Here and now, the master of the dreams, this one is coming. All the Mefarshim ask, why does he use the word halozeh? This one. Just should have said, Hine bala chalim is ba. The master of the dreams is coming. They all know who he was. What's the emphasis of halozeh? This particular one. Answers Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. And he says, there is what's called a mesorah. Mesorah in Torah means that there are certain words that are found in various psukim. And if you look good, there's a connection, a correlation, something that weaves through every time it mentions that word. That word. Now, in the Torah, there is only twice where it says the word halozeh. And with this, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says, this is the hint in this week's pasuk. Once it says halozeh, by the story of Yosef and his brothers, and one we had a few parashas ago in Parashas Chayesorah. It says when Rivka was coming with Eliezer back from Choran to Eretz Yisrael to marry Yitzchok Avinu, it says over there that Rivka saw Yitzchok and she asked Eliezer, "Mi ha'ish halozeh? Who is this man?" And she said, oh, this is Yitzchak. This is your chosen. So it also has over there, it says halozeh. What connection is there between the story of the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka to the story of Yosef and his brothers? Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. The Gemara says over there, we learn out, when did that story happen of the shidduch and Yitzchak and Rivka? It happened in the afternoon. Late afternoon, how do we know? Because it says, right before, by Yetzi Yitzchok Lasuach Basada, Yitzchok went into the field to daven in the field. And the Gemara learns out in Brachas Daf Chavova Medbeis. From here we learn out that Yitzchok, he was davening Mincha. Avraham Avinu introduced Shachris, Yitzchok introduced Mincha, and Yaakov introduced Ma'ariv. So we see from here, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, when Rivka said these words, "Mi yo'ish halozeh? Who is this man? When did she ask that? What was the time of her asking?" Was in the afternoon. Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the same thing over here too. The Torah wants the hint. Do you know what time of the day was the Mechiras Yosef of Yosef and his brothers when they said, "Oh, here's the master of the dreams," and they sold him? It happened also in the afternoon. And that's the time of Yitzchok. We know that Yitzchok is Pchinus Gevura. It explains the Chassidus and Kabbalah. The Zoya brings down that Reish Lamed in Chele Gimel, Reish Lamed Amal Aleph, that many times we find in history that sad situations, tragedies, happened in the afternoon. Because the morning, when the sun comes up, Bitsafra shows on a revelation of chasodim. It's light, it's bright. Once the sun goes down, that's when the light gets concealed, and it's possible that gevura should set in. And that's why we find in Chumash and in history, many, many sad things happened in the afternoon. The Chet HaEgel, it says, it's brought on a Chumash, Kivoy Shisham. It happened after Chatzois, after midday, also when the sun was going down. The the light of the sun. Also, the Gemara says in Tainus, Chaptes Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that Be'erev, Bichi, the ninth day above, Hititzu Boyesor, that's when the enemies lit a fire of the Beis Hamikdash. It happened in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Many, many things we find happened Bein Arbayim, because that's the time of Gevura of Yitzchak. And this is the correlation, the connection, reveals Reb Levi Yitzchak. The reason why it says over here, Halazet, to teach us, unfortunately, you know when it happened? It happened on in the afternoon, the time of Gevura, that's the connection of Yitzchak Avinu. And that's why he davened Mincha, to sweeten the that time. And we're going to talk next week that this happened, this Mechira, this selling of Yosef happened in the weekday, and the Tikkun, the correcting of this, happened, we're going to talk next week, when Yosef met his brothers, it was on Mincha, also in the afternoon, they had a meal together, but on Shabbos. On time of Shabbos, Mincha, that's the time of Raven, that Ivan, that's the time of when great revelation from heaven, and that's when the brothers made up. So when was he sold? Halazet teaches us, Mincha in the afternoon and the weekday. The Suuda, as we'll talk next week, was on Shabbos. But this is the interesting diuk of Halazet to teach you that the story happened by Mincha time in the afternoon, and time of Gevuras, of severity, and that's why, unfortunately, that sad story happened.